Church's Let's Talk Ministry podcast. Last week, we began a series on what is a disciple, and we learned that a disciple is a learner or a follower. So today, we are going to talk about what a learner is in more depth. First of all, let's remember that Jesus was a lifelong learner. In Scripture, we see him in the temple as a young boy, listening and asking questions. What better way to learn? Listening and asking questions. In Matthew 24:32, he tells his disciples to learn this lesson from the fig tree. So he was not only learning, he was teaching others to learn. And then we see in Hebrews 5:8, where the writer spoke of Jesus' life on earth, the writer said, "Son, though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered." So Jesus learned from suffering. Jesus was a learner. Although he was the Son of God and was fully divine, he was also fully human, only without sin and fully obedient. Nevertheless, Jesus was learning. He was acquiring knowledge, and he was experiencing living as a human being. He learned firsthand what it cost to maintain obedience in the midst of suffering. Jesus was faced with many temptations that were no doubt difficult to face, but he obeyed his Father in the face of each temptation. He learned obedience, which I'm sure strengthened his human side. That's another thing we can learn from Jesus, that when we're going through trials and tribulations and we're faced with being obedient, that's only going to strengthen us when we are obedient to him. So now that we've determined that Jesus was a learner, let's see how Scripture encourages us to be learners too. Why do you think it's so important for us to be teachable throughout our lives? Well, let's look at Proverbs 4:11-13. It says, "I have taught you the way of wisdom. I have led you in the paths of uprightness. When you walk, your step will not be hampered. And if you run, you will not stumble. Keep hold of instruction. Do not let go. Guard her, for she is your life." And in verses 20-26, it says, "My son, be attentive to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not escape your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and healing to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. But put away your crooked speech, and put devious talk from you. Let your eyes look directly forward, and your gaze be straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet, then all of your ways will be sure." What we learn, we should hold on to and guard it, because it's our life lessons. Learn from God's word so that we don't stumble. Be attentive. Pay close attention to God's word. Recognize how God's word protects us and changes our lives. Keep his word in our sight and in our hearts. His words are life-giving words. His words are healing. Think about and ponder on where you are headed in your life. Being a learner of God's word and following Jesus will keep us on the right path. So who can we learn from? Proverbs 4:1 says, we can learn from our Father's instructions. Proverbs 27:17 says that we can learn from one another. Iron sharpens iron. John 6:45 says, and they will be taught by God. We can learn from God. Hebrews 3:13 says we can be taught by each other, but exhort one another every day. Hebrews 13:7 says we can learn from our leaders. Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Why do you think it's important as a believer to have a community that provides ways for us to continue to learn and follow? This is a really good question to ask ourselves with this new building project that our church is facing. We have to have leaders for that to succeed. We have to have people who are willing to step up and share their gifts with the church, with young people, with older people, with the whole congregation. We have to start now, or we should have already started in the beginning, but we should, if we haven't already, we should start thinking about and praying about, God, what is it that you have me to do in this new phase of our church? So why do we think it's important as a believer to have a community that provides ways for us to continue to learn and follow? Proverbs 11:14 says, where there is no guidance, a people falls, but in an abundance of counselors, there is safety. We want our church to be safe. We want us, our church to have matured followers of Jesus that are learners that want to learn and then they want to teach the next generation. Proverbs 15:22 says, without counsel, plans fail, but with many advisors, they succeed. I am so thankful for our pastors and our elders in our church and their leadership and how they continue to lean on God for all the answers for the future for our church. Let's end with these questions to ponder on this week. Do you enjoy learning? Imagine living the next decade without learning. How do you think that would affect your life? I know all of us are not book learners and are not studious, but we have to realize we cannot make it through this life without learning lessons. And the best lessons we can learn are from God's Word. I encourage all of us to be determined and intentional about learning more from God's Word so that we will follow in His path and set the example for others to do the same. I hope you all have a blessed week, and I'll meet you again here next week as we continue with part 3 of What is a Disciple?